Hi, this is Dr. William Renner. I'm here with Dr. Alan Safdie. Thank you for joining us on the best series of podcasts in America on wellness and longevity, in our opinion. Dr. Alan Safdie is the past president and chairman of the Ohio Gastroenterology and Liver Institute, past chairman of the Deaconess Hospital GI Department, has been involved in more than 35 years of evidence-based research. He was the elected president of the Ohio Gastroenterology Society. Go to TellurideLongevity.org for more information on these lectures. Dr. Safdie, thanks for joining us. This is an exciting topic. We're going to talk about genetic testing and the commercially available genetic testing that you can get in the United States for about $99. There's a couple different ones. We don't recommend either one. But I took one of those tests. I took one of the tests, and I found out that I can smell asparagus. But are these tests useful medically? Do they help us with our future?
Well, Bill, if you want to find out if you have a long-lost offspring somewhere that you have no idea about, it may be beneficial, or a long-lost cousin or a sibling you didn't know about, they may be very useful, and they're entertaining. I did one also, and I also did the medical aspects. I think the genetic aspects of it are about 99. The medical aspects are 199 off, although they're often sales that one can get. So what we're going to talk about is mainly the inherited genetic mutations that one can get. It's great that you learn that you can smell asparagus, but I'm not sure how much that's going to benefit you in regards to your longevity. But about 10 to 15% of most cancers are due to inherited genetic mutations. Learning those genetic mutations may make a huge difference. When you did your test, I mean, if you did the medical aspects, they're going to also be looking at other things. Do you have an increased risk of Parkinson's disease? Do you have an increased risk of Alzheimer's? Not just inherited genetic mutations that lead to cancer, but other morbidity or mortality related diseases. So let me ask you a question. Did any of your tests, besides that you can smell asparagus, it may have told you whether you have a propensity to gain weight, lose weight, whether you're a sprinter type or a muscle type, but did you have any medical issues in regards to your tests? And I know you don't have to answer that.
Well, I did have one. I had one that came back, that said that I had a slightly increased risk of Alzheimer's disease. And that concerns me, of course. The risk wasn't huge. They were talking about a 4 to 7% risk at 75 and somewhere around up to a 20% risk at 85. I wasn't even sure if that's a high risk. And since it's positive, now what do I do? What can I do to help prevent getting Alzheimer's disease?
You know, that's a good question. There's several genes, or especially one, the APOE. So there's E3, E4, and I'm assuming you were E4 positive, APOE4 positive for one of the genes, not both, because if you had both, you would be a much higher risk than 4 to 7%. Having those genes, you know, you're slightly, that's not a tremendously high risk, but it's a slightly increased risk. A lot of people would say, since you can't really do anything about that, why would you get tested? You actually can. There's certain things that we've talked about before that may decrease your risk of Alzheimer's disease. Being mentally and physically active, certain phytochemicals in the diet may be beneficial in regards to that. There's studies ongoing with things that have anthocyanins in it, such as blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, plums, that may be beneficial for your brain. You'll be much more attuned to research in the future with drugs or medications or diet or exercises that can decrease your incidence. So I'd like a more proactive approach. If I know something, I may be able to do something about it. If one has an increased risk of Parkinson's disease, which they can find out for on these tests, you know, being more physically active on a daily basis may be beneficial. Diet may be beneficial into those patients also. So there's things you can find out more than cancer. So you know this risk. It's just a slightly increased risk, but you'll be more cognizant of that. You'll be more cognizant of ongoing research and of changes that you can make in your lifestyle.
What about more serious conditions that can be evaluated on genetic testing, like the BRAC gene? Are those tested on those hereditary exams that we have?
So if I have a patient that I'm suspicious it has a hereditary type of disease, such as colorectal cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, I typically would not use one of these type of testings.
All right. Say you have genetic testing and you're positive. For one of these terrible genes that predisposes you a very high incidence of cancer. What can you do?
Well, the key is with your healthcare provider to create a very personalized screening program. You're going to say you're positive for something called Lynch syndrome. We're not going to be doing colonoscopies every 10 years in those patients. We're going to be doing them much more frequently. With something like that, we may prevent cancer from ever occurring because we can see the precancerous lesions in a colon called adenomatous polyps in the colon. Those, if left, can turn into cancer. But if we know that person's at high risk, I'll be screening them more frequently. I may prevent the cancer from ever occurring. When cancer's caught at an advanced stage, if we take all cancers, there may only be about a 25% survival rate in those patients. When it's caught early, whether it be colon cancer or other cancers, we may be 90 to 98% survival rates in those patients. So we can increase survival rates depending upon the cancer if we catch it early. The key to catching it early and knowing if somebody has an increased risk of ovarian cancer or melanomas, BRCA positive is not just a risk for women. It's also a risk for men. They may have an increase of certain skin cancers, melanomas or prostate cancer. So we really want to define risks in patients. And over the future, I think we're going to be doing, a lot more genetic screening, not just checking your lipids and your hemoglobin, your hematocrit and your blood sugar, but really checking your genes. And as we get more and more specific genetic testing, this is only going to improve. So don't be afraid of knowledge. At least that's my opinion.
All right. Well, speaking of knowledge, let me just throw in a little statement about TellurideLongevityInstitute.org, where you give classes every few months for the lay public talking about these important topics in health. All of these lectures are based on evidence-based medicines. Dr. Safdie doesn't sell any products. He doesn't endorse any products. He doesn't make any money from products. So that it's one of the very, very few, in fact, it's the only one that I know of, evidence-based lecture in which the people that are giving the lectures aren't selling products. So it becomes a very valuable commodity. So if you're interested in learning more, then go to our website at TellurideLongevityInstitute.org. Also, remember, we have we also have lectures for physicians, nurses, and nurse practitioners with a credit from the American College of Family Practice so that you can get CME credit, a very low-cost CME credit by coming to our classes and spend some time in Telluride, one of the most beautiful locations, in the world. These are frequently given at the Peaks Hotel and Spa. And Dr. Safdie also has a week-long longevity course that you can take that many individuals who are interested in this topic have taken and have had great benefit from. Thank you, Dr. Safdie.
Thank you, Dr. Renner.
One of the things I've worried about is my sister, when she was 43 years of age, developed breast cancer. And also I had a cousin who developed breast cancer. Should I be worried about that? Should I have direct genetic testing for that,
especially for my children?
Yeah, that's a good question, Bill. Yeah, I have a family history of breast cancer on one side of my family that was BRCA positive. A lot of the people in that family elected to have different surgical procedures based upon the genetic testing. So, you know, let's just talk a little bit. I actually had BRCA testing done on myself because I have offspring also, and it's important for them to know. And luckily, I was negative. But, you know, the most common relevant genes for common hereditary cancers that we can look at are obviously breast cancer, but also ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, colon cancer or colorectal cancer, as I mentioned previously, melanoma, pancreatic cancer, gastric cancer or stomach cancers, and prostate cancers. So a lot of these commercially valuable tests that one needs a prescription for will test for genes in all of those. And it's not going to be just a few genes. It's going to be a much more comprehensive look at those. It's going to be, you know, you can have a standardized test or you can have an increased risk for hereditary cancer in those genes. So there's different products out there that you can take a look at.
What's an average price for just a standard test like that?
Some of the, you know, the shorter, more abbreviated tests, you know, mine was covered by health insurance when I had mine done, so I'm not sure exactly how much it was. But some of the more abbreviated tests for colorectal cancer and breast cancer, and I can tell you about Color because I looked it up. It's COLOR.com. I think their standard test is about $250 plus tax. So it's not enormously expensive for the more standard test. I'm not sure how expensive some of the more extended tests would be that they have.
All right. Thank you. Well, I've often wondered for more serious diseases, are these hereditary type screens any useful? I mean, is it useful if we're worried about real diseases like breast cancer or things of that sort? Do these kits help us?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that Alzheimer's is not a serious disease. It's a tremendously serious disease, and we have an aging population that's serious. Parkinson's is an extremely serious disease. I have a family history of that, although I'm negative genetically for those things. In fact, mine was negative genetically for everything. But if I had a risk of hereditary cancer, and you know, 10 to 15% of most cancers are due to inherited genetic mutations. And familial cancers refer to cancers that appear to occur in families more, you know, than we would expect. And then there's sporadic cancers. So we have a minority of cancers, at least with our knowledge base right now, that are inherited genetic mutations. But if I had a family history of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, colorectal cancer, and it was a strong family history, yes, I would think about having those tests done. Although they test for the Ashkenazi type of gene and some of the genetic testing that you can get from these over-the-counter kits, they really don't do a full spectrum test on those. So I probably would look at one of the more sophisticated tests through LabCorp or Myriad or one of those that may give you much more sophisticated tests, or Color, which is a very reasonable, COLOR.com. You can look at it there. Not that costly, but I think I would consider one of those type of testings. You know, to give you an example, say we have breast cancer and, you know, the average population may be at risk somewhere 6, 8, 10%. If they're positive for BRCA1, they may be in, you know, go up to an 80, 81% risk. You know, a type of gene that predisposes one to, colon cancer, an APC gene, they may go up to a 70 to 100% risk of developing colorectal cancer from about a 4, maybe to 5% risk. So knowing that will change my screening, will change my means of looking at these patients. So I think one has to not, when they get a physical examination, look with their doctor at their genetic history and always write down your entire family history all the way out to, you know, first and second cousins, parents, aunts, uncles, and decide, is it worthwhile to have genetic testing? And when one tells you there's nothing you can do about it, there are things. We change our screening based upon these genetic tests often.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Alan Safdie. More information about this lecture and other health-related topics are at your website, telluridelongevityinstitute.org. Please check this website.